You're listening to the Patriot One Podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley.
Conservative talk
for real
patriots. Because freedom is on the ballot.
So if you were wondering whether anyone left in America actually likes Joe Biden, let us rest your mind and put that to ease right now, because I can categorically say that the answer is no. Would you agree, Christina, after what we saw last night in New York City?
So confused who even likes him anymore.
Protests.
People I thought would like him clearly don't.
Protests erupted. Nobody wanted him and Clinton and the Obama shit show in New York City last night. And America made themselves very clear that they are sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into that, let's talk about the news down in your state, Florida. I bet you were over the moon to hear about this. And I love that DeSantis is doing it. And why don't I let you kind of kick the show off today and discuss this, because this is your turf.
Yeah. So he never disappoints the guy. Anything that comes up and is a problem here in the country, he's on it. He's making sure that Floridians are not going to have to be dealing with it. So as we know, with all the illegals coming into the country, we talked on yesterday's show about this Venezuelan man who actually teaches illegals how to squat in people's homes, how to get free cash, how to not have to work, literally laughing in Americans' faces. There's been a very big problem in the country with illegals in particular going and squatting in people's homes. And we're not just talking like little homes in the woods. We're talking like million-dollar homes, and people are coming to find these people living in their houses and then trying to literally get them evicted or removed out of the house is problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And as DeSantis mentioned yesterday in his press briefing, a lot of times homeowners that do try to remove them, they're the ones being charged with crimes.
Yeah.
So basically what he said was like, if you're a homeowner and you own a property, you can remove them however you need to remove them. The state of Florida is not going to get involved. We do not support it. And he stands by homeowners' rights to say who can and can't be in their home. You're not going to squat and then pretend that you have a right to live there and put hardworking property owners in Florida through an eviction process to get rid of you. We're not doing it in the state of Florida. So kudos to him.
So can you go into a little bit of detail? Because I haven't read the law. I haven't really gone through it in much depth. What's changed? Because as you know, in New York State, it's like a 6-month freaking process in most states throughout the country to evict somebody, to get them out. I mean, look what happened during COVID. The government pulled probably the most tyrannical move I've ever seen in my life and saying, nope, you can't even kick people out during COVID. But you better pay your mortgage. You better still pay your mortgage. But the people who are renting from you, they're off the hook. It was disgusting. Yeah. Did DeSantis, he didn't go with any of that, did he? I couldn't imagine he did.
No.
Or was that a federal, was that a national thing or a state by state thing?
It became a state by state thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So like states like New York, I mean, we were into 21, 22. They were still supporting people that couldn't pay because of COVID. And when they finally went back to business, the courts, and started hearing these eviction cases for non-payment, in essence, people just squatting, not paying rent, they were so backlogged, the courts, that for most people, it made sense to actually sell the properties to have them removed than try to like work through the court system. I have a very dear friend actually that got rid of 3 properties for that reason, because she's like, listen, I'm just sick of these people being in these houses and not paying. I'm selling the freaking houses.
Up in New York. In Democrat blue states who just did everything but protect the actual hardworking business owner.
I'd say by the end of 2020, most things were pretty back to business in Florida. So it didn't go on to the same extent it did in blue states, where, as we've seen time and time again, they tend to give criminals or those that don't want to live lawfully the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
So basically what DeSantis is saying is same thing stands. You want to come here and squat or pretend you have rights to live in a home that you have not been invited to live in, Florida homeowners can do whatever they need to remove you. Does not need to go through the court system.
So
I love.
it's excellent. Is there any notice whatsoever, or is that just like you're that's it, you're out, I want you out, you're out? I mean, there has to be a little bit of a contractual safeguard for tenants. Landlord can't just wake you up in the middle of the night and say, get out of my house, right? I mean, what have you looked into kind of what the deal is regarding all that?
I did. Okay. I did. So obviously if the person has established, like, you know, legally their address there, and, you know, there's a known relationship that, you know, there's proof, right? That you corresponded through a Craigslist ad or a Facebook ad. And, you know, you can prove that at one point you were welcome to be there by the owner of the home. That's completely different because, as you mentioned, people can get very ugly and try to throw people out and claim they were squatting when really it's just a difference in personality or whatever the case may be. This is really meant for homeowners that literally there's a lot of homes down here that are second homes, vacation homes for people. You know, they fly down from, let's say, Ohio to go to their summer home. And next thing you know, there's a Venezuelan family living in it.
Who stole their home, who literally is stealing, stole their
home. Who eyed it and said, hey, we don't see any cars pulling in or out. We haven't seen any, you know, we're going to go live there. In that instance, Florida homeowners have an absolute right to say, get the hell out. Like, they're not going to go through an eviction process. And from what it sounds like, it's basically call the police. Yeah. Or handle it yourself and say, hey, these people were never invited to be here. Get out.
So there's a video.
Which is how it should be.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, people are literally going into other people's homes, like breaking and entering and then moving in practically overnight, getting all their illegal immigrant cousins to come along. Everybody come on in. Did you hear what happened in California with LeBron James and LeBron James's neighborhood? Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Oh, LeBron James was crying about it. He's like squatters in like Irvine, California. LeBron James is like, there's squatters in our neighborhood. They're moving into my neighbor's house. It's like, oh, now you want to pay attention. Oh, now you care.
This is just how it is. Until it affects them, it's not an issue. I mean, we're seeing that even in New York City with the crime. Now all of a sudden the women in Manhattan are being punched in the face and it's a problem. But it's like, you know, people like LeBron and these people that think that they're untouchable, but they vote for this nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming for you too. Do you not like it? Now you don't like it? Well, you voted for it.
Right. And there's a video here. Other states are allowing it, right? This is DeSantis saying other states are allowing squatters to take over homes, and those states even side with the squatters, which is unbelievable. Who would want to own a freaking home, or who would want to rent out to anybody in these blue states knowing that people can literally steal your home? He said, we are ending the squatter scam once and for all. Should we take a look at this video?
Yeah, it's amazing, this video.
Do not touch me.
They're the house guests, no one invited.
You're trespassing. And you're harassing me.
Squatters making themselves right at home.
A new trend on TikTok causing alarm bells to ring nationwide.
They're not squatters' rights. They're your rights.
Moreno is telling his followers to avoid living on the streets in the United States. They can, quote, invade empty homes and live there.
A Las Vegas man returns from his trip to find his apartment completely ransacked by what he says are squatters.
Last August, trespassers destroyed a multi-million dollar home in the Hollywood Hills. And squatters turned this $4.5 million mansion in Beverly Hills into a party palace.
I had squatters. They did $40,000 worth of damage, stole appliances.
Bye.
At one point, even threatening her with a tire iron.
Earlier this month in New York, a woman returned to a property she inherited to find squatters living there. She changed the locks to get them out, and the state of New York arrested her. Instead of the squatters.
So Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
Just a few days ago, two squatters in New York City allegedly murdered the property owner when she confronted them for being in her apartment illegally.
Police say two alleged squatters killed a mother and hid her body in a duffel bag in an apartment.
The Florida lawmakers have now passed a bill to make it easier to get rid of squatters.
Today in the state of Florida, we say very simply, what passes muster in New York and California is not passing muster here. You are not going to be able to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it. We are in the state of Florida ending the squatter scam once and for all.
Wow.
Could you imagine being arrested because you changed the locks on a home that you legally own because homeless people, illegals, whoever had broken into it and thought that they were going to live there, and then they arrest you.
That is just disgusting.
Why? It's like we're giving the benefit of the doubt to people that are literally lawless, that aren't earning the American dream. They're not even trying.
You know, if you're just joining us, we're talking about it's horrific. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about DeSantis taking a stand once again, the only governor in pretty much the entire country who constantly pushes to give back the rights to the people. I mean, we're not we're definitely not going to see that in blue states. It's just the opposite. We just showed a video of New Yorkers who own property who are getting arrested for trying to kick out illegal squatters. So the cops, the squatters are actually calling the cops on the homeowner who's done nothing wrong.
Taking weapons and swinging at them. And it's insane. And that one woman, $40,000 in damage, stole the appliances. I couldn't even imagine. And yet you're the bad person for wanting them removed from your home. So I say, fantastic news. Thank you, Governor DeSantis, because no homeowner should have to live that nightmare. And who's paying for it? Ultimately us, because even if you filed an insurance claim, your insurance then is going to skyrocket.
The taxpayers. Of course, the taxpayers. So look at this. California elite enraged. This shit is so funny. California elite enraged after squatters invade $5 million home in LeBron James's, not even his home, not Jennifer Lopez's home, but in their luxury neighborhood. Again, you get what you vote for, California. You get what you
These
vote
are the same
for New
people
York.
That do like charity concerts.
Oh,
and,
yeah, save
you know,
the
want
illegals.
Love and want everybody to just love one another. And, you know, we love like you have people coming here.
Oh, you're just anti-American. You don't want any immigrants to come in. Right. No, we don't want them stealing our freaking $5 million homes. That's what we don't want. We don't want illegals literally stealing our homes.
You mean LeBron, you worked for your house? You mean Jennifer, you worked for your house? You don't want the squatters in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
They're below you, but I thought that we love everybody.
I thought you were gonna open your homes to the illegal immigrants. What happened to that? I thought you know, bring them in and we'll worry about it later. So now you don't want to open your homes. It's Martha's Vineyard all over again.
Except for these people, I hate to say it, kind of deserve it.
They do deserve
it. The policies and the politicians that they vote for.
Well, how many times have we, you know, our Democrat friends, you know, accusing of us of being anti-American and inhumane? And it's like, okay, well, if you want them, you house them.
There's no other country in the world that would be allowing this to go on that I can think of that would openly say, come on in, do whatever you want. Squat in people's homes, create chaos on the streets. There's no other country that I can think of that would remotely put up with what we're putting up with. No. People are taking that idea of freedom and that American dream, and they are just running with it. It's like when you give a kid an inch and they run a mile on you, they run you in circles. This is what we're doing in this country.
Yeah.
We've given them an inch and now they are taking it so freaking far that how do we come back from it?
You shut them.
I'm appreciative of these governors that are saying no.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that here.
How do you come back from it? You do what the UK did while I lived there in London, and you vote for Brexit. You know, that's what they did. Listen, Europe, you're not going to take care of this bullshit. We want out. We're done.
Right.
Florida can't leave the United States. We can't start splitting off the country. Although that's what a lot of people do want. I get it. Yep.
Make America Florida.
But what you can do is Americans could revolt. They could stand up. They can rise up and say, you know what? We're done with this and start voting like hell to change these laws. But enough people aren't doing it because you have people like freaking LeBron James and Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And a handful of other elite Hollywood celebrities or multi-million dollar athletes all saying, this is America. You're supposed to let these people in. What happened to building America on immigration? That's not what's happening here, though.
Right. That's, again, and they the know same it. People that have security details and gates yeah. in front of their homes. And, you know, I mean, they aren't affected by the day-to-day rigmarole of this. But now they are. Now the illegals are squatting in their wealthy, you know, million-dollar neighborhoods. Well,
Sarah Rose.
I agree, DeSantis. Send them all to Martha's Vineyard. Send them all out to the Hollywood Hills. This is what they wanted.
There you go, Amy. That's what you voted for. So deal with it. You want this, Democrats? You want illegal immigrants to come in and screw America? Well, there you go. That's what you voted for.
Mm-hmm. It's only going to get worse. I mean, you and I have followed politics for many years, the last couple of major election cycles, and it's like people just aren't learning. Yeah. It's only getting worse. I can't think of anything that's really better since 2020. Can you?
No, of course not.
About this country, what's better since 2020?
No, and we spoke about this yesterday.
I'll wait for someone to tell me what's better because I can't figure out a single thing that is better since 2020.
No, I mean, we haven't built back anything. Nothing's been built back. And you'll notice the only thing...
It's been demolished.
It's been demolished. And the only thing that Biden keeps touting, even on the campaign trail up to this point, the only thing he has, which is a total lie, but it's still the only thing he has, is his fake claim to how many jobs he created, which we all know was only jobs recovered from the COVID lockdowns. I'll give him this, net maybe a couple million. Mm-hmm. And that's probably diversity, equity and inclusivity jobs, which we all know is a total freaking made up industry out of thin air just to give people jobs that shouldn't even be a job to begin with. It's made up crap. Yeah. It's just made up.
Left loonies.
Just that Florida's
government funding behind it.
Paid for by the taxpayers. Can't even an industry that can't even stand on its own 2 feet. Let's be honest. How many jobs has DEI created over the last couple of years? That's just such BS. And DeSantis put the, you know, he slammed the door shut on that, right? DeSantis is like, listen, enough of this. State, you can do your DEI programs, but we're not paying for it.
Don't be expecting money from the state. Yeah, he said it to the state colleges. He said, okay, you can have your DEI whatever departments, but we're not funding it.
Yeah, and again.
And as soon as, and we talked about it in a previous show, as soon as he cut the funding, what happened to those employees at the University of Florida? Bye-bye.
Gone.
All of a sudden, it wasn't a desirable situation anymore if the governor wasn't giving them money.
It's like, wait a second. I thought this
our college can function without that. We don't need that anymore.
Yeah. Funny how quickly you don't give a shit about a topic when you're not getting free money to float it.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Because if it really was important for them, they would have found a way. They would have gone and fundraised for it. They would have figured it out if it really meant that much to them.
Yeah.
They would have got the money somehow.
I think the loonies knew they were outnumbered because I waited to see if there was going to be, you know, everybody, I'm very transparent. I've worked for the SUNY system. That's the New York State College system for years. I still work for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I waited to see, is there going to be this outrage over the fact that these colleges are having to get rid of their DEI programs down here in Florida? Mm-hmm. Not really much of a whisper even about it.
No, and this
that goes to show you how absolutely useless it is.
And this is what DeSantis does. This is what he's known for. He exposes across every sector imaginable. This man constantly exposes the insanity. And he did it with Martha's Vineyard. He did it with lockdowns. Mm-hmm. He proved everybody wrong. God, I almost forget. It was only in, 2020, but man, does it feel like it was decades ago. How hard did that man fight to prove the country wrong? Stat after stat after stat. Remember, he's like, we're not locking down. We're not doing this crap. And the country was like, you're insane. You're going to kill Floridians. Remember even the vaccine, all of it. He's like, nope, It's not going to be mandatory. We're not doing that nonsense. Oh, you're going to kill people. Right. You're going to.
He put the employers like Advent Health, big hospital systems down here, right back in their place, and said, "No, you're not going to require that vaccine for people to work."
Yep.
Meanwhile, up in New York State, I mean, listen, anybody who knows me knows I'm one of tens of thousands, if not more, residents that moved into the state of the Florida because of these policies and because our home states, like mine, New York, were killing us. Yeah. It was crippling. So, you know, yeah, you're right. He led the way. And honestly, he proved everybody, you know, people were like, you're going to kill everybody. Everybody in Florida is going to die.
He exposes them. Exposes the insanity. And he's done it with, and he did it with Martha's Vineyard. He exposed the elite left when they had an absolute aneurysm over the fact that they wanted nothing. I mean, how quickly did they get those illegals off Martha's Vineyard? I mean, they got them quicker off than Kamala Harris got them off of her residence. I mean, that has to tell you something. They removed them by the busloads off the vineyard, off Martha's Vineyard, quicker than...
He was just in an interview about a week or two ago, and he was joking that if the Haitians started coming into Florida, he was going to put them on a bus up to Martha's Vineyard.
Absolutely.
And oh my gosh, he had such a shit-eating grin.
Absolutely.
As he said it, because he knows. People know he'll actually do it, and it sends the left reeling.
Yep. And I would be right there welcoming them onto the vineyard. I'd be right there this time. Saying welcome to Martha's Vineyard.
I'd be signing up for where's the bus that's going to be picking them up. I'll come and volunteer. I'll help you.
I'd give tours. I'd be like, listen, I'm volunteering my time, guys. I'm going to give tours. This is on me. No, you don't even have to pay me. Let's welcome the Haitians just like you wanted, right?
Yeah.
So, and he's done it again now with the DEI programs down in the colleges. And he said, hey, you know, we're not giving you funding. He knew. Yep. He knew how quickly they cut those programs. And now we get wind of it up here in New York. It's like, Kathy Hochul, look, cut the program. Stop wasting my taxpayer money. Let's see how quickly they do it. Because I know in Florida, those colleges who claim they care, those departments who claim they really wanted to do something to make an impact, couldn't cut those employees fast enough.
Yep. Didn't even rehome them or give them new positions. From my understanding, they literally lost their jobs and were given severance pay.
Yeah, they don't care. The states claim they care. It's all bullshit, political propaganda, just so somebody gets reelected. Very similar to this crap last night. So last night, a huge uproar in New York City while Donald Trump is saluting a fallen officer.
Mm-hmm.
6 miles down the road, these idiots in their stupid dark branding glasses, let's be honest, it's the dumbest
PR. It's not going to change the fact that Biden is senile and freaking half dead and dumb.
It's the whole dark branding PR stunt now just to normalize Biden's insanity or dementia or try to cover it up. Yeah. Now they're all up there on stage wearing glasses like, oh, look it. We're the dark Brandon team. No, you guys are freaking idiots. And the whole country sees right through it. We all know why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a clip of Biden at a fundraiser last night. And
up past his bedtime.
And this is what they're saying. Biden's saying, by the way, dark Brandon is real. God bless them and their sunglasses. Well, let's play this. This is ridiculous.
That chicken needs a freaking reality check.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in thanking President Clinton, President Obama, and President Biden.
Dark Brandon is real.
No, shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the presidents of the United States.
Go vote.
So there
go
they
vote.
So there
We're
they
run
are.
The country into the ground even further.
Go vote. I mean, if you have to tell people to go vote, you're on the losing end of the campaign. I mean, Trump doesn't have to tell anybody to go vote. He knows his voters are going to sprint to that freaking polling station second they open.
Today? I was ready 6 months ago. Yeah,
you don't have to tell me to vote. We're going. But, you know, the Democrats are like, please vote. Please, please take the time to vote. Yeah, because they don't care about you the way that you think they do. Mm-hmm. And here we have Dark Brandon wearing his sunglasses. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama also wearing the sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Probably because it's a Weekend at Bernie's situation at 10 o'clock at night. Biden can barely string a sentence together at that hour. His eyes are probably all glazed over. And God forbid America see what he really looks like, right? So they do this whole, we're all going to be Dark Brandon to join. You know what it's like? And I hate to say this, and I don't want to undermine cancer in any way whatsoever. So I don't want this to come across the wrong way. But it's like when somebody has to shave their head, right? And you all shave your heads just to, like, you know, kind of form solidarity. Right. We stand with you. Hey, look, we're all going to do it.
We're all gonna look like, you know, this is intentional to cover up for the old senile man.
This is used in a completely different way as a cover up,
they're trying to, you know, maybe this people think that they're cool. I don't know. I'm really stretching. The young people relate to this, Matt.
How though? I don't understand. And again, it's because they're being told what to relate to. That's the difference. Here's a clip of last night, and we'll get into all of the chaos that erupted outside while Biden and all of them were inside doing their little fundraiser. Okay.
I want to point out too, for those of us that are watching, the seats are not even full was the first thing that I realized when I was watching this video.
Of course they're not full. They're charging
Right, but I think it speaks volumes, though, to the campaign where it's at. But yeah, you're right. It was chaos both inside this building and then as we'll see outside.
Well, so here's a clip by Benny Johnson. Joe Biden, who's charging $500,000 a seat at his fundraiser with Obama, Clinton, and Lizzo, was just ambushed by a protester yelling genocide at the stage. I mean, Biden can't even have a fundraiser without people paying to get in just to troll him.
There was an insurrection.
Shame on you, Joe Biden! Shame on you! Shame on you! You are funding genocide in Palestine, and no amount of vulgar saying that you do will change the billions that you are doing! You did blood on your hands!
So much for freedom of speech.
So she literally paid.
She paid
hundreds of thousands of dollars just to go in there and scream at him.
Good for her. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but did you hear the anger in her voice? I mean,
I feel like normally, and we won't get into, you know, everything going on over in Israel and such, that could be, you know, 10 shows deep of information that. But
that goes deeper. This goes deeper
normally,
than genocide.
I feel like these are the people that probably would have voted for him.
Yeah, this goes deeper. This goes much deeper than genocide. These are people who are, I mean, this is how most Americans feel right now. This is the anger. And to be honest, as you know, I had to quit politics for a little bit. Because I needed to get my head straight. I was getting really upset. I was getting emotional over it. And I had to tell myself, Matt, you got to get involved, but don't let this destroy your life.
Right.
Don't let it consume you and infuriate you. Because, you know, you start to go down a very dark and sad.
Don't lose your identity over these politicians and everything going on, because these politicians at the end of the day, I don't care Democrat or Republican, they don't care about us.
No.
I hate to say it.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't. And the only way to change it, and I hope, is to just vote these freaking idiots out. You know, I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to vote them out. And I hope this election, there is such a monumental turnout that there's no way they can cheat, right? that's all I can say. Turnout in so much, in so many numbers, make the numbers so huge, factor in that margin of cheating.
There
Do you know what
no
I mean?
Denying.
Factor that in. Get out there. When we come back, we're going to show you all the chaos that erupted outside of Joe Biden's fundraiser while Obama, Clinton, and Joe and Dark Brandon and all that were there raising money. Trump was saluting that officer, and people did not like it. We'll be right back after these messages, and we'll show you all of those crazy-ass clips. Don't go away. Are you sick and tired of the liberal Karens destroying your workforce because they care more about pronouns than profits? Is Debbie Downer from HR hiring too many cats who identify as sheep because she cares more about equity than finding the right person for the job? Listen, we get it. Just because a few crazy Kens want a free ride doesn't mean your business has to bend over to the liberal insanity that's hijacked corporate America.
Inclusive this, inclusive that. How about the only inclusive you focus on is your next all-inclusive holiday, while we focus on building a rock-solid team of hardworking Americans who would rather run circles around your business
than worry about how many mental health days they get each year.
Let's get real here. America is exhausted from having to walk on eggshells because a few political and highly emotional hacks, Democrats, decided they were going to tell you how to run your business. Contrary to popular belief, AOC, this still is a free country. And you, the business owner, shouldn't have to care if you made Felicia cry because you actually told her to come into the office today. Come on, man. What happened to the American dream?
What happened to hiring the best candidate for the job? What happened to
make America great again?
Look, at the end of the day, the only race that any of us should concern ourselves with is the race to the top. And that means looking for candidates who will drive your company forward and not into the ground. At our workforce, we don't care if you're white, black, brown, or yellow, or if Jimmy wants to identify as Jessica for the day. So the next time HR Karen tells you that you need to consider feelings over facts, you tell Karen you're not doing pronouns over profits anymore, and that you're going to let our workforce take it from here. Our workforce. Make your business great again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
do whatever the hell they want.
So before the break, we were talking about the fundraiser last night. Obama, Joe Biden, Clinton. I mean, just looking like the Three Stooges. I love that they've coined them as the Three Stooges on Twitter. Have you noticed that? It's like the Three Stooges now. I mean, they look so stupid, all of them, don't they?
They
really,
really
do. I don't, you know... I'm going to say something that you
Listen,
might...
Listen, Joe can't do this on his own.
Isn't that sad? Isn't that so pathetic?
Who does Trump need to drag around with him?
Isn't that so pathetic?
Right?
And
I mean, we've been saying for a long time, and I, you know, some people may disagree, but I think that Biden's been pulling the strings... Or, I'm sorry, Obama's been pulling
right.
the strings for quite some time, and this just goes to show it. I mean, I sent you yesterday footage of... Obama getting off of Air Force One first before Biden. And I was like, this is just weird.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Obama
like, I
really
thought it
got
was
off.
Just really weird. Yeah.
I didn't. We'll have to pull that clip in just a minute. We'll find that. But that's if that really happened, that's crazy.
Right.
Because I even made a joke about it.
Weird. Like, and why is he even flying with him? Like, he can't go to the event alone.
Obama should not be on Air Force One. Okay, I don't care what anybody said. He's not part of Biden's security detail. He's not a vice president. He's not on his staff at all. He's a civilian. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yes, he's a former president. You know, he gets obviously a lot more, you know, privileged than the average civilian, but right now he is still just a civilian.
Right.
And I just think that's
weird
that he's doing
like
that.
Like Trump isn't bringing around former presidents with him
Mm-mm.
to events to
no.
campaign.
You know
I
how
think that speaks volumes, right? Like, I think, like, Trump really is sick of the establishment and sick of, I hate to say it, even past Republican presidents that he doesn't see eye to eye with.
You're the president of the United States. having Obama by your side every step of the way, literally holding your hand. I mean, did you see the footage? You know, Obama's like kind of practically holding up Joe. He's like whispering in his ear, probably saying, laugh now, Joe. Shake my hand now, Joe. It's like walking and parading around your great grandmother at Christmas just so you can get through it, so everybody can like give her a quick hug, because you don't really know if you're going to ever see her again, because like this could be her last day, right? And little old grandma's all frail, she can barely walk, and you're like, grandma, let's go over here now, grandma, say hi to so and so, grandma, this is Susie, remember your daughter Susie, or this is your son-in-law. Oh, you know, it's like that, isn't it?
Well, and even when he talks, I said it yesterday during the show, he sounds like a man on his deathbed sharing his final wishes when he speaks. Like something is very wrong with him. He's not capable of doing the job. So I go back to the fact that like Trump doesn't need to bring a whole circus of former presidents with him to fundraise and campaign. Something's just not right with that.
So
Biden clearly isn't winning the votes on his own.
No, not even close. So look at this. So here you have them coming off of Air Force One yesterday. Obama and the, you know, the real puppet Joe Biden coming off the plane. And I do think Obama started to come out first, but I saw look at Obama making a beeline.
When I saw the footage, he emerged out the door first.
He did emerge out the door.
And I'm like,
yeah,
what is going on here?
So Obama comes out of the door first of Air Force One, and Joe literally, or the security literally had to tell Obama, hold on, we got to let Joe go first here. And I know the video.
You can't let the country see that you're actually running it.
Yeah.
Like you need to stay behind.
And you know what? I would have, if I were.
I mean, hey, he got down the stairs without falling.
That was only because Obama was there to catch him. You know, that's the only reason. But if I was Joe Biden's chief of staff, and I know all the rumors about puppet Biden, I know what people are saying, I see the tweets, I know that America thinks that Obama's really the one calling the shots. If I was Joe Biden's chief of staff, I'd say, dude, Obama is not going anywhere near Air Force One. It's going to make us look really bad. Or maybe the exact opposite's happening here. Maybe the Democrats love Obama so much. Maybe they need it for the votes. Maybe they do. And maybe, but see, I don't know. Democrats are kind of like, are they liking this whole team O'Biden thing? I mean, do they actually like this? Because as an American, I'm like, dude, I just want a president.
Like your terms are done. Like you've already had two terms. Like I want a president that stands on his own two feet.
Exactly.
Has his own thoughts.
Exactly.
Doesn't need to use a former president as their crutch.
Mm-hmm.
I think as Americans, we all want, you know, as much as I feel that Trump is definitely a front runner for this election, I think we all as a country, we want something new and different. I don't want Obama anymore. I don't want Biden anymore. I don't want the Bushes anymore. So it's just, it's strange to me. And well, I think it's pretty much what they're hanging their hat on is like, okay, we got to get, you know, Brock back in this. We got to make voters, you know, feel that, you know, if he supports Joe, then clearly we should all support Joe. And I just think it's strange. I feel like even we're hearing more and more about Obama involved in things than we did even back in 2020. It's just weird.
I'd like to know what the viewers think. If you guys, whether you're on YouTube or Facebook, whatever platform you're listening to this on, you know, comment, please, because I'd love to know the fact that if you think Joe Biden's actually running the show, or if it's Obama as usual, and we'll read those comments out loud. If you guys do, let us know, please. We're happy to read them out loud. But you know, also, you know, in New York City last night, and again, we started the show by talking about: is there anyone out there who really likes Biden? Because demographics are falling off here.
Mm-hmm.
Minorities, the black community, sick of Biden. I even saw a poll.
Cuban, Hispanic,
sick of Biden. And who else was it? What was the other demographic? There was a tweet that was going around one day about he's lost the Hispanic, the black vote. But there was another demographic that I, or was it the black and the Hispanic vote? Is that the one, the two demographics?
Yeah, that's been the big one that we've been focusing on, is really just Hispanic vote started to dwindle back in 2020.
Yeah.
Black voters, though, oof. The fact that
they're long gone.
Press conference, even in Chicago, saying, "Don't come here and hold your convention."
Yeah.
We don't want you here. Do not hold your Democratic convention here in Chicago this year. You've destroyed our cities. You've used us. It's just, it's not looking good. And I'm going to, you know, I know where we're going with this, and I'm going to vent for a minute. Yeah. But I know this weekend I was at a local festival here in Central Florida, and I sent you a photo of the local county Democrats' tent that they had set up at this festival. And all over the tent are BLM flags, gay flags, rainbow this. Nothing having to do with the United States of America. So my question is, if they're clearly targeting those folks that support those agendas or, you know, that demographic of voter,
there's your Democratic Party, by the way. That's kind of like the deal right now. It's not your gay flags, but there's that's the deal.
All of a sudden, cue BLM. All of a sudden, we're seeing stories about BLM again.
Yep.
But what I was going to get at is, you know, if they're alienating or these voters are walking from all these demographics. Even last night we saw in New York City, you know, we saw just chaos erupt outside of Radio City Music Hall as the event was going on for Obama and Biden and Clinton. Who's left? Who's left to vote for them? Karens?
There's not a
woman. I'm not quite sure who's left.
I mean, are there enough liberal Karens out there to get Biden across the finish line? I'm not sure. So here's
I'm not voting for him.
No, well, you're not a liberal Karen, so. But here's chaotic scenes unfolding as hundreds of pro-Palestine protesters clashed with police. So there's a lot going on last night in New York City. There's pro-Palestine protests. There's also anti-Biden protests. There was a ton of protests going on.
There were so many flags waving. Flags waving at
all.
What was going on?
All different types of demographics.
That were there because they literally can't stand them.
All hating on Joe Biden. I mean, look at this. All these different minorities. Yep. Massive presence of Biden protesters outside. Outside of his fundraiser in New York with Obama, Clinton, Stephen Colbert. I mean, that guy is freaking such a douche, man. I mean, I honestly cannot despise anybody more than I do freaking Stephen Colbert. He's
and
just
Lizzo. And Lizzo, that's all
it's
you
like
got?
You pick the two most. I mean, if there was
idiot,
if a person was a puke emoji, it'd be Lizzo and Stephen Colbert, right? I mean, I put them above even Biden himself. They're just the epitome of just insanity.
Yeah. If my neighbors are watching, we nicknamed one of our neighbors Lizzo. It's not a compliment.
Right. And compliment. Notice how there's no Oprah. Where's Oprah? No. Where's Oprah with Obama? They were like freaking this, right? Where are those two now? Oprah's not there. Stacey Abrams, she bailed a long time ago.
Yeah. Who,
you know, all these people that, you know, they're probably thinking, listen.
I mean, do the younger generations really relate to Stephen Colbert?
It's the liberal Karen who does.
Exactly.
It is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know who they really have left.
They know they've lost
that. I mean,
I've
got a teenager and he doesn't listen to Lizzo either. So I'm not sure who they're trying to appeal
to. Isn't Lizzo all mad? Like, what's her deal? Like, first of all, is Lizzo a boy or a girl? I can't keep up with this whole trans thing. Is Lizzo's a girl, right? Or is it a boy? A girl, yeah. Like, did she ever do the trans thing or?
We don't.
Or is that Billie Eilish or something? Or I can't even keep up.
A bunch of them wanted to be they.
Like they went. They all went through the move. Trend. Today I'm a dog. Today I'm a cat. And tomorrow I'm a boy or a girl. I'm not. Yeah. I can't even keep up.
I'm everything but what God created me as. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of those.
So if you're just tuning in, you're looking at here a massive presence of anti-Biden protesters outside of his fundraiser in New York last night with Barack, Clinton, Stephen Colbert, Lizzo, the whole deal. And they're just like, they're losing it. But here's what really upsets me now. And I was getting very nervous for the police. Chaotic, you know, chaos erupts. These people, these minority groups, okay, they do not respect law enforcement. They do not. And I was watching this video. I was feeling like I was watching a scene out of a Middle Eastern city or a scene out of South America where cops are like, dude, I want nothing to do with this mob. They're going to kill us. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to, you know what I mean? And if New York, I was like, where is the SWAT team right now ripping these people off of these police officers? They're getting way too close to them. These guys have guns mm-hmm. on them, right? So let's take a look at this video. This made me very nervous for them.
We're escalating. We're on the sidewalk. We're on the fucking sidewalk.
So you hear that one guy saying, we're on the sidewalk. We're on the effing sidewalk. Dude, it doesn't matter. You're a threat to law enforcement right now.
Right.
You can be on a public sidewalk, but this is a mob scene closing in on them. I'd be scared.
Well, and we talked about this yesterday. After that police officer was slain just a couple days prior.
They got to be.
And there's a wake going on a few miles down the road. This event should have been canceled or postponed for another night. And instead, you have these police officers who are dealing with the loss of one of their brothers out there dealing with these lawless freaking morons. Mm-hmm.
Already on high alert. Already scared already on to high death.
Alert. And this is what they're dealing with as those idiots are sitting inside the theater. It's just, it's disgusting. This is not what New York City needed.
No. If I was
after
Biden,
just losing someone from lawlessness a couple days before,
I would have canceled that. I would have canceled
the
fundraiser.
Cancel
the
event cancel for respect for the city, for the officer, for the family.
Yeah. But no, they won't
it's
because
disgusting.
Because money is more important to this party than keeping the American people safe. And we've seen it time and time again. We saw it with COVID. We've seen it with we saw it with BLM. Money is more important to the Democratic Party than keeping the American people safe. It's always been that way. Always been that way. I'm not saying that Republicans don't pull their own shenanigans, because yes, they do at times. But I've never seen the GOP pull the nonsense and literally kill people. Whether it be the COVID nursing home nonsense or the BLM nonsense. Literally killing Americans to win a race.
This
I've never seen
show
it.
They don't care about us. They don't care about us little people living our day-to-day lives. It's just, they don't care about those protesters out in the street. They don't care about the police officers. They don't care about the poor widow and the family of the police officer who was killed. They don't care about anything but
they don't care about
their
law.
Money, their power, and whatever agenda that they're dragging all of us through.
They don't care about law
so,
enforcement.
So, like, I go back to, who is voting for Biden? Who? Because I don't see these types of scenes erupting where President Trump goes.
Dominion, maybe.
I don't see this.
Dominion.
Where?
Dominion's voting for Biden. The machines, I guess. I mean,
my dead grandparents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about all that's voting, apparently. But it, like, at what point they had to have known? The Secret Service knew this was going on outside. They had to have let
it go.
These folks inside know. But you know what? We're too busy raising $25 million for them to continue to push their sick agenda and destroy this country.
Like, I get it.
This looks third world. You're right. It does.
That's what I'm saying. This country is going third world, and we've been saying it for a long time. These officers, there should have been SWAT team running in to this crowd and be like, back the F off right now or you're all getting shot.
Well, then what would have happened? The White House would have put out a statement saying, that the police force and
it's gone rogue and here we go again. And don't worry, Muslim community, we stand with you. Don't worry, trans community, we stand with you. We're so sorry somebody got shot.
It's almost like what they want.
Of course it's what
they
want.
And we saw it back in 2020 when election season was upon us. They wanted to make the people trying to do their jobs and to make sure that we're living in a lawful society out to be the bad guy. So I almost say, maybe the police department was right, not bringing out SWAT force and not doing that, because then it would have been, look what these police officers did to these poor protesters. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Meanwhile, they're all sitting there singing and chanting, "Down with USA."
Sick.
Leave.
Yeah,
then
go.
Get out of here then. So they're chanting, "Down with USA."
Live in the Middle East.
Yeah. Go defend
who you're supporting. Go live over there with them.
Go be pro-Palestine in your own country. I'm all for, I don't really know. I this is a conversation you and I have had a few times. I don't even want to go down this route.
There's very strong feelings on both sides going on in the Middle East.
And I respect
them.
But
you take it too far when you start to say down with the USA or exactly. You come here.
Exactly.
You know what? If you want to go be a Palestinian, you can do that. You can move out of the country.
Right. Or you could be a Palestinian in our country and follow the laws. But you start saying shit like down USA, fuck off.
Right.
Sorry.
The reason they could be on the streets saying those horrible things is because of the freedoms that are given to our citizens.
Yep.
But again, you give them an inch, take it a mile.
And appreciate the fact that you're allowed to say things like down USA.
Right.
Because you
in
said
other
that
countries, you would literally be killed.
Yep. Absolutely.
And we've seen that time and time again.
So
North Korea, China, Russia, you go mess around, they're not messing with you.
So I hope they appreciate, while they're chanting down USA, I hope they also appreciate the freedoms that they're being given.
They don't.
During that moment.
They don't.
Let's have a listen to this.
They hate us. They hate our Constitution.
Let the summer underway.
Down with the USA.
Down with the USA.
Down with the USA.
Down with the USA.
Netanyahu, you will pay. That's what they're saying. So they're not only chanting down USA, but they're also threatening the leader, an Israeli leader, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So they're threatening somebody's life, a political leader's life, while chanting down USA, down with USA.
And they're cowards with their faces freaking covered.
And nothing's going to happen to them.
Total
they're
fucking
not,
cowards.
They're not. See, you know what infuriates
me? They don't want their employer to see this is what they're doing during the day. If they even have freaking jobs.
Probably not. But here's the thing. No. And I'm going to pull up a clip real quick. While these people are chanting down USA, down with USA, and also threatening a political leader, okay? They're getting away with it. They're completely getting away with it while Americans are getting visited by the FBI. Have you seen this post yet?
I did.
The woke FBI.
I'm waiting for my turn.
The woke FBI. Yeah.
You and I are going to be arrested next.
Trust me. I would have already been. I was at the Capitol. I didn't go in.
I did enough during the COVID days that I'm assuming that I'm okay
for now. Oh, no. I actually, as you know, I went to the insurrection, okay? I was at the insurrection party on January 6th. I didn't go in the Capitol, didn't go in. I went to the steps. I was there documenting
as a good journalist.
I went to the Trump rally. That's why I was there. I was supporting Trump.
Right.
I didn't go there. There was no activism element to it. It was just, hey, my sister and I went with a good group of fun patriots. We went to the January 6th Trump rally, which was awesome, by the way.
I would like to thank my husband for not allowing me to go.
You would have loved it.
Because I was supposed to be with you guys.
You would have loved
it. You're not going to that.
Which I'm surprised about.
I look and I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord.
I'm surprised by that because we didn't know. I had no idea.
Nobody had any clue.
Was going to happen.
For some reason, my husband's like, I don't think it's a good idea. You're not going. You have three little kids at home. Keep your butt here.
Yeah. To be honest, Jaden was, what was this? 2000. When was
like
it? 2020? January 6th, 2020, right? Jaden was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three. Like not even three yet. 2.5 years old, yeah. Which is why I didn't go in the Capitol because I did want to come home to him.
You did want to see him. Yeah. Grow up.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't go in. I was there documenting, and some lady, when I did the show the next day, you should have, oh my God, talk about triggering people. I showed all the nice parts of January 6th. I was like, look, this is the drum circle. This is the Patriots playing their trumpets. I mean, it was awesome. It was really cool. Here's some really awesome speech that this guy did. Here's some powerful presentation that this guy did. Here are the Chinese for Trump. Here are the gays for Trump. Here's the black for Trumps. Latinos, or blacks for Latinos Trump. For Trump. Literally showing probably 10 good hours of positive, peaceful footage. Then I also showed we're at the Capitol steps. Something happened. There's something going on inside. Apparently someone's been shot. I couldn't, just so you know, we couldn't find out anything. Cell phone signals were jammed.
Cell phone was down. I'm getting, I remember I was texting you and a couple of the other folks in the circle and I couldn't get a hold of any of you for hours.
No, well, I got texts saying, are you okay? There's been somebody's been shot. Apparently she died. Are you okay? And I'm like, yes, I am. We're outside. I can't find out what's going on. We couldn't get on our phones. So documented the whole thing, and I'm literally getting people lighting up my newsfeed. I'm calling the FBI. You're going to jail. You're never going to see the outside again.
They did call the FBI and a couple of our friends.
I was like, Karen, shut the hell up, okay? Because, like I said, I didn't go in. I'm here. I said, well, then what are you going to do? Call the FBI and CNN journalists and MSNBC journalists and every other journalist or every other person who took a picture that day? Oh, people were losing their mind. Not because I was there, Christina, but because I showed all the positive elements of it. Mm-hmm. That's why they were triggered. They were furious that I was like, nope, CNN, nice try. Nope, MSNBC, nice try. Nope, Capitol Police, nice try. Mm-hmm. Here's what really happened. So not to go off on a tangent, but, you know, you have these people outside of the, you have these people last night, okay, that are outside protesting this entire situation, right?
Yeah.
Chanting down with USA, down with USA, right here. Chanting down with USA. And the FBI is not looking at them. They're threatening an Israeli public leader, you know,
to kill people.
They're threatening this.
Clearly have animosity towards the country.
Yep,
they're very vocal about it.
Very real threats. Yep. Yet this lady gets a visit from the FBI because of a few anti-Biden social media posts. What is wrong with this country? I'm going to play a little bit of this, okay? Let's just... The FBI were very polite. They were very respectful. But this is so backwards right now.
And it's sick.
And we saw with the whole Merrick Garland... What was it? Like, people going to... The board meetings at the schools.
Considered an extremist and a terrorist.
You were an extremist because you said, I think these lockdowns are wrong. It's hurting our kids. Can we please open the damn schools now?
Right, yeah.
Screaming and yelling.
I never thought I'd add that to my resume.
Yeah.
Domestic terrorist.
Yeah, little soccer mom.
Mother that attends board right. meetings and wants the schools open.
Yeah, because Merrick Garland wanted to tag you as an extremist.
You know what? I wear it as a badge.
Yeah,
I'm good with it. I'm glad.
So here's a lady. This lady got a visit from the FBI because she posted some anti-Biden tweets or whatever on social media.
Can we just move in front of the house so the dogs don't go crazy?
Sure we can, yeah.
I need you to identify yourself and let me take imagery of your IDs.
We've run out of time today. We'll have to show it tomorrow. It's a good... Or Monday. We'll have to show you guys Monday. So I swear to God, we did not plan that. It's not a teaser. We'll get into that video. But nevertheless, she got a visit by the FBI. They were very polite. And she's like, why are you here? I just posted some anti-Biden tweets. Don't you have bigger things, like more important things to do with yourselves? Meanwhile, people
Clearly
can...
Not.
Yeah. Meanwhile, people can chant down with USA and threaten public... figures and politicians.
Well, so before we wrap up, for those that are celebrating Easter this weekend, we hope that you have a great holiday with your family. And we'll be back on Monday with more insanity.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Right here at
no
12 o'clock. You guys have a wonderful Easter weekend. Christina, you two and your family will see you on Monday, all of you. Be safe.
Yes, God bless.